This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is expected to stress his job creation efforts as he delivers his annual State of the State address to lawmakers. Tonight's speech is to coincide with the release of Nixon's proposed budget for the 2013 fiscal year. Nixon's budget director has said Missouri may face a gap of about $500 million between projected expenses and revenues in the budget year that starts on July 1st. The Democratic governor and Republican legislative leaders have ruled out a general tax increase. That means more cuts are likely for state programs and agencies. Nixon also will be proposing more incentives for suppliers in the automotive industry, new enticements for businesses to hire military veterans, and additional state personnel dedicated to boosting Missouri's exports. Missouri Representative Wayne Wallingford has announced his candidacy for the Missouri Senate. Wallingford announced his decision to represent the revised 3rd Senate District on Monday. The vacant seat covers Cape Girardeau, Perry, St. Francis, and St. Genevieve counties. The 65-year-old Republican was first elected to the current 158th House District in 2010. His decision Monday sets up a three-way Republican August 7th primary. Well, he'll go up against former Perryville Representative Pat Nager and Farmington businessman Gary Roman. Government, business, and university officials from the St. Louis area are in Indonesia this week pursuing trade opportunities and stronger educational ties. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the delegation arrived over the weekend in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. The trade mission was organized by the World Trade Center St. Louis and Kit Bond Strategies, a consulting business created by Bond after he retired last year following 4 terms in the U.S. Senate. Executives of Boeing Company and 5 other businesses are along on the week-long visit. The World Trade Center St. Louis executive director says that Indonesia and other Southeast Asian countries are likely to be major new trade partners for the U.S. and markets for exports from St. Louis area companies. A former court clerk in eastern Missouri won't have her trial moved from the county where she's accused of stealing court funds. Rebecca Buxton of Park Hills is charged with stealing about $90,000 from St. Francis County Circuit Court while working as an associate division clerk from 2006 until 2010. Buxton has pleaded not guilty to the Class B felony charge and is waiting for a trial date. She's free on a $50,000 bond. Governor Jay Nixon's office says the governor's December prayer breakfast raised slightly more than $2,300 for a Jefferson City emergency aid agency. Nixon presented the donation Monday to Marilyn DeFeo, founder and executive director of the Samaritan Center. The Samaritan Center is an interfaith social service agency that helps mid-Missouri residents facing emergencies or crises with food and other necessities. Nixon's office says the prayer breakfast also raised thousands of dollars for the governor's student leadership forum on faith and values. Jay Nixon will deliver his 4 State of the State address as Missouri governor tonight. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the contents of the governor's message remain under wraps.
Despite keeping mum on the details, the governor's office says that Nixon's speech will focus on creating jobs and getting the economy moving forward again. Passing a jobs bill, though, will likely hinge on the House and Senate reaching a compromise on tax credits, which they failed to do twice last year. Also last year, Nixon relied on his budget director to unveil the bulk of a spending plan to reporters before the event, and spent much of the address trumpeting his administration's successes and praising the hard work and values of everyday Missourians. That's expected to be the procedure again this year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The governor's State of the State address is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight and can be heard live right here on KBIA. Missouri senators are proposing a state constitutional amendment that would double the size of the Conservation Commission and make it geographically diverse. The commission oversees the Department of Conservation. It's currently made up of 4 members, with no more than 2 from the same political party. Members are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the state senate. The proposed change in the state constitution would expand the commission to 8 members and require that they be from different areas of Missouri. Supporters say there seems to be little geographic or occupational diversity on the commission. Opponents contend the proposed change could pit regional interests against one another over funding and other resources. Approval by the legislature would put the amendment on a future statewide ballot. A University of Missouri researcher has developed a new cancer-detecting tool that he hopes will allow for earlier identification of melanoma before tumors can form. The researcher is working with a private company to spin off his university work and license the technology for academic research. He's also seeking regulatory approval from the Federal Food and Drug Administration. His new device relies on photoacoustics or laser-induced ultrasound to identify melanoma cancer at the cellular level. Authorities in St. Louis County say a 16-year-old boy managed to get seven younger children out of a burning home without any injuries. The fire in the county's Hillsdale area broke out around 5 a.m. on Monday while the children's mother was at work. She said the family had been using space heaters as their main source of heat, and investigators traced the blaze to a space heater on the second floor. KMOV-TV reports the children range from a baby just a few months old to the 16-year-old who led the others to safety. Two pets were also rescued. Firefighters needed about 25 minutes to get the flames under control. The family will be staying with relatives for now. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.